This episode of Thinking in English is all about making great habits. Research suggests it actually takes around 2 months to turn a behaviour into a habit, which is why I am so happy to partner with Lingoda for this episode. Lingoda is an incredible online language school offering classes in English and business English, with classes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and hundreds of highly qualified tutors. The Lingoda Language Sprint is a 60-day intensive English course designed to help you build a daily language learning habit. Depending on which plan you choose, you can either take 30 or 60 classes over a 2-month period. This is an incredible opportunity to learn English consistently. Classes focus on speaking, and every single student who completes the language sprint will get an amazing reward. What is the reward? 50% of your money back or more in Lingoda class credits. Join the Lingoda language sprint to challenge yourself, progress quickly, and build an amazing study habit. Click the link in the description or use my code ENGLISH2024 to save an extra 20 euros. This is on top of Lingoda's incredible up to 30% discounts for the Sprint Challenge in January. Hello, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome to the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast for intermediate to advanced level English learners. In 2024, I want you all to form great study habits. I want you all to achieve your goals, whether it is English learning or something else. And I think the best way to do this is by learning how to form excellent habits and how to break bad habits. Let's discuss this in detail today. You can find the full transcript for this episode for free over on the Thinking in English blog. The link is in the description. Here is today's vocabulary list. Habit. Habit. A settled, regular, and automatic behavior, especially one that is hard to give up. For example, John developed a habit of brushing his teeth after every meal. Motivation. Motivation. The reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way, as in, the promise of a promotion at work served as strong motivation. Unconscious. Unconscious. Operating or occurring without awareness. For example, Sarah's habit of humming her favourite song while working was entirely unconscious. Intentional. Intentional. Done with purpose or intention, not accidental. For example, breaking the habit of procrastination required intentional efforts, such as setting specific deadlines for tasks. Behavior. Behavior. The observable actions and responses exhibited by an individual. As in, successful language learners often exhibit disciplined behavior. Cue. Cue. A signal or prompt that induces someone to take a particular action. For example, the sound of the alarm clock served as a cue for Emily to start her morning routine. Consistent. Consistent. Acting or done in the same way over time. As in, to improve language skills, it's essential to have consistent practice. Happy New Year! 2024 is starting, and many of you listening will be thinking about how to achieve your study goals for the next year. Personally, I find January is always a time when I have high motivation. Motivation to start new things, motivation to begin studying again, motivation to take a new class or use a new textbook. Despite this, I have been terrible at keeping New Year's resolutions. regardless of how motivated I am or how much I want to study Japanese, which is my language I'm studying, I struggle to maintain a consistent schedule. And through my research, I have found that motivation is not always enough. Of course, if you are motivated to study English this year, that is amazing. What you need to do now, though, is use that motivation to form good study habits. This is what I am going to look at today. The science behind habit formation. What is a habit? How can you form habits? How long does it take to form habits? Let's start at the beginning. What is a habit? Habits are often misunderstood, especially when talking about the scientific and psychological definitions of a habit. Most people use the word habit to refer to something you do often. Maybe you say it is your habit to shower every evening, or order a cappuccino at Starbucks. However, there is a technical definition of a habit in psychology, which is more specific. Habits in psychological theory represent actions that unfold automatically in specific settings or situations based on past occurrences. In other words, they happen automatically. This is the key point. I always put my keys in my right trouser pocket. Every time I put my trousers on, the keys automatically are put into that pocket. I don't think about it. I don't even realize I do it sometimes. It is an unconscious and automatic action. It is a habit. Habits are different from intentional behaviors. The stronger the habit, the harder it is to stop doing that habit. Ending habits can also be really difficult. The best evidence for this comes from bad habits. Sucking your thumb, clicking your finger joints, shaking your legs. There are a variety of automatic habits that we do without thinking and really struggle to stop. Now we know that habits are automatic behaviors. How do they form? Well, a key component in this is called the habit loop. The habit loop comprises of three steps: the cue, the routine, and the reward. This cycle forms the basis of habit formation. The cue, also known as the trigger, is the situation that tells your brain to do something automatically. For example, in my previous putting keys in my right trouser pocket example, the cue is putting on my trousers in the morning. The next step is the routine. This is the habit, the behavior that you do automatically. In my example, this is putting the keys in the right trouser pocket. The routine or habit is followed by a reward. This is the reason why your brain likes the habit. I did look a little deeper into the neuroscience behind habit formation as well. Habit formation is closely tied to the region of the brain associated with emotions, memories, and pattern recognition. As an action becomes a habit, you no longer need to consciously think about the action, which allows you to focus your mental power on something else. Incredibly complicated behaviors, like driving a car, can be made automatic through the process of habit formation. Forming habits is also very useful for language learners, like us. While motivation can fluctuate, so sometimes you are really motivated and other times you don't want to do anything, habits are automatic behaviors that are separate from your intentions. If you rely on motivation to study English, you will really struggle when unmotivated. But if you turn studying into a habit, it will be an automatic behavior you do regardless of motivation. Much like any other habit, repeating language learning activities in a systematic and consistent manner creates a mental association between the context, so study time, and the behaviour, language practice. For example, if you commute to work by train, you could use a vocabulary learning app while commuting. Once it becomes a habit, every time you get on the train, you will automatically open your phone and start studying. As I mentioned before, in the habit loop, there needs to be a cue or trigger. This is the context that makes your brain start the habitual behavior. This could be getting on a train, and then you start using a study app. It could be walking your dog, and you listen to a podcast episode automatically. It could be drinking your morning coffee at your desk and doing 30 minutes of textbook study at the same time. Tips for creating such contexts or cues include dedicating a specific time each day for language practice, designating a dedicated study space, like a desk, and incorporating related activities that complement the language learning process. One of the key questions is, how long does it take to form a habit? It is commonly said that it takes about 3 weeks to form a habit. However, research suggests this is not the case. According to a variety of studies, which I'll link in the transcript, habits typically take an average of 66 days or up to 10 weeks to solidify. It is important to know this, as it will provide you with a realistic perspective on how consistent you need to be. Moreover, the more complicated a behavior, the longer it will take to become a habit. Using a vocabulary app on a train or listening to a podcast while walking the dog are relatively easy behaviors and will be easier to turn into a habit. Something like studying from a textbook or writing for 30 minutes a day is much more complicated, so will require a much longer effort to turn into a habit. This is why I always promote Lingoda, the company sponsoring today's podcast. Their 60-day language learning sprint challenges last about the correct length for a habit to form and can be really beneficial for creating long-term study habits. If you wake up every day, drink your coffee, and take a Lingoda class for 60 days in a row, it's going to be much easier to continue that behavior going forward. That morning class will become an automatic study behavior. Your brain will be used to waking up, drinking coffee, and studying English. What is important is taking that class, or studying in some other way, in the same context every day. Try and do it at the same time, in the same place, so you can start that habit loop. The trigger, then the behavior, and then the reward. On the other hand, there may be habits you already have, but you want to break. I have a lot of these. Bad language learning habits that I have include overusing translation apps like Google Translate. I use it for things I'm pretty sure are correct, so there's no point using it. Unstructured learning, so I never have a study plan. And procrastination. I personally have not just failed to create good study habits, but I have unfortunately fallen into bad habits. I have a habit of scrolling on social media every time I pick up my phone. Someone sends me an email, I read that email, and then I automatically, without even thinking, find myself on Instagram or YouTube. It is 100% habitual and such a waste of time. I could be using that time to work or to study or to use a vocabulary learning app. The other side of habit formation is breaking bad habits. One interesting insight comes from Charles Duhigg, who wrote the book The Power of Habit. He says on one of the best times to break bad habits is while you are on vacation. This is because you are removed from the context, the situation, the cues that trigger bad habits. While it may be impractical to take a vacation to stop your bad habits, you could try to replicate the effect. If you are able to be self-aware about your habits and the habits you want to change, then identify the cues that trigger these habits, you could make an effort to avoid the situation. Or consciously perform behaviors that will change your habits. So, for example, if you are like me and you have a habit of scrolling on social media, you could do two different things. First, you could stop your ability to do it. Delete the apps off your phone. I work on social media, so this isn't always practical, but I have actually done this recently. I deleted Reddit from my phone in November because I found myself automatically opening the app every day. Now the app isn't even on my phone, and I can't do this anymore, and the habit has stopped. I've not looked at Reddit since the beginning of December. Second, you could consciously make an effort to stop doing the bad behavior. As soon as you notice your habit, stop it. Or if you know your cues, consciously avoid the habit. The longer you have had the habit, the harder it will be to stop. But with some intentional effort, you can stop. There are many different behaviors that you could try to turn into good habits. At a basic level, some form of consistent practice is a habit you need to develop. Set aside dedicated time each day for language practice. The same time, same place, and as often as possible. When you listen to podcasts, like Thinking in English, you could make it your habit to listen actively. Make notes of interesting words, or write a summary of episode content, or practice shadowing my voice. Another good habit could be journaling. Take time out of your day to write something down in English. Whether it is a vocabulary journal, a personal diary, or using a writing tool like the one I have worked on, you will be able to turn this into a habit after a few weeks of consistent practice. I think the simplest habit to develop is using smartphone apps. Rather than scrolling on social media, try using a vocabulary app like Anki or Quizlet. My Patreon subscribers can actually use my exclusive Quizlet sets. Overall, try to establish habits that you will be able to stick with long term and break bad habits that have been holding you back from achieving your goals. Once your study behavior becomes a habit, it is much easier to continue and succeed. So here is today's final thought. As we start the new year, it's crucial to recognize that motivation alone may not be enough to achieve our study goals. Understanding the science behind habit formation may be the key. Habits, automatic behaviors shaped by cues, routines, and rewards, offer a more stable foundation for us compared with relying solely on fluctuating motivations. Forming good habits, whether it's dedicating a specific time each day for language practice, designating a dedicated study space, or incorporating related activities, can significantly contribute to long-term success. While the commonly cited 3-week timeframe for habit formation may be a misconception, research suggests an average of 66 days or up to 10 weeks is a realistic time for a habit to form. As English learners, habits such as consistent practice, active listening during podcasts, journaling, or using language learning apps can pave the way for success. Remember, turning study behaviors into habits makes the journey more manageable and increases the likelihood of achieving your language learning goals. Happy learning, and here's to a year of habit-driven success. What is your goal for 2024? What habit are you hoping to start this year? And what habit are you going to break? Let me know by leaving a comment. You can comment on Spotify, on the Thinking in English transcript. The link's in the description. It's over on the Thinking in English blog. Thinkinginenglish.blog is the URL. Or you can reach out to me on Patreon and Discord. They are the two best places to reach out to me. I always respond to people over there. And we actually have a thread on Discord to discuss every single podcast episode that I release. And yeah, thank you for listening. This is the first episode of 2024. Go and form some good habits. If you want, Lingoda has a great deal. Use the code ENGLISH2024 or click my link in the description. You'll save up to 35%. And if you do their language sprint, you can get 50% of your money back. If you're ready to study for 60 days in a row, do it. Go and get that money back and go and take all of those classes and make some great habits. You can also join my Patreon. Prices may be increasing in the next 2 days, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening before January 3rd, subscribe right now. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.